Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And this is for the recording date of November the 23rd, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community. For freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, the way to the waters of noon, through obedience to Allah, the Father, and Allah, the Mother, through obedience to the mind of the universe, which is the mind of the Almighty, and the mind of our original self, that is the way to peace. We're dealing with the subject matter of the science of born again, the science of resurrection in the here and now, the science of immaculate conception through the virgin birth by studying the signs of the zodiac, and for that thought process, the sign of the Virgo, which is the virgin. We are yet going through various truths from the scriptures and showing how we are to be born again, resurrected, immaculate conception, virgin birth. That song we just heard, Military Madness by Graham Nash, talking about how warfare and bloodshed makes a country mad, makes a people mad, makes citizens mad and out of their and our minds. Now, when I say military and when I say war, I'm not just speaking of the literal military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, but we are also speaking of the mentality of the fraternal order of the police and all of those in the various positions within the judicial system that propagate the mentality of warfare between fraternal order of the police and black and brown communities in particular, and any and all poor and working class communities in general. We've just heard that the grand jury is not going to indict Officer Wilson, I believe his name is, in Ferguson, Missouri. And we want to echo what our minister, Louis Farrakhan, has said to the president. Rather than focus on the masses of the people who are angry at a miscarriage of justice and only tell the masses of black and brown and others to be quiet and be cool, Mr. President, why don't you go after the fraternal order of the police and say to the fraternal order of the police that the day of killing and shooting unarmed black people, black youth, black men and women, and assaulting black women, assaulting and shooting and killing brown men and women, disrespecting poor working class peoples in general, Mr. President, tell your fraternal order of the police to cease the warfare mentality, to cease viewing black and brown, and black in particular, and black males most particularly, but brown males too, and brown men and women too. Cease looking at us as the enemy. In the training of the Fraternal Order of the Police, they are trained to view black men and women as the enemy. They are trained to look and view brown men and women as the enemy. It is absolutely military madness. Fraternal Order of the Police rank and file members come from poor working class communities. Although the majority are Caucasian, you have brown, you have black, you have Asian members of the rank and file Fraternal Order of the Police. And although they come out of working class communities, when they join the Fraternal Order of the Police, and I have the teachings of Steve Coakley in my mind, reminding me that the colors of the Fraternal Order of the Police are blue. And in the Masonic Illuminati, Masonic lodges, your blue lodges hold the first 3 degrees. Coming from what Steve Coakley has taught, and backed by what Ashra Kwesi has taught as well. The first 3 degrees, blue lodges. In the blue lodges, you learn the knowledge that is given to you by the ruling class of the Illuminati Masonic Order, but mainly you learn the code of silence, keep your mouth shut. So, this is the type of mentality and teaching given to the Fraternal Order of the Police. See black and brown as the enemy. See particularly black males as the enemy. As we speak, I've heard a 12-year-old male is killed. I heard another young male is injured, and I believe in the hospital. These incidences are occurring not only in Ferguson, but all over the United States of North America. The problem is that once the rank and file members of the Fraternal Order of the Police leave their working class communities, they are imbued with the mentality of military and see the masses as the enemy and see that the directive is to protect the ruling class and the ruling families, and to even make it seem as if Caucasian working class are among those who the police are protecting. But working class Caucasian men and women need to know that the system does not love them, and the system has set them up for slaughter. So it is best for our Caucasian sisters and brothers to join the struggle, join black, brown, red, and yellow, and let us make the new Jerusalem. Let us make the new civilization, the new society. Let us make the new corporations, the new systems, and rank and file members of the Fraternal Order of the Police, you need to know that your masters do not love you and have set you up for the slaughter. So you should not protect the ruling class and the ruling families. You rank and file members of the Fraternal Order of the Police need to be born again, resurrected, immaculate conception, virgin birth, through the study of what the Africans taught the human family of the zodiac and the zodiac sign of Virgo, which is the virgin in the 12 signs of the zodiac. Military madness. The spirit of military madness permeates the United States of North America, causing poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian to think that we are the enemies of each other. It is absolutely madness. Now let's continue with my notes concerning resurrection and born again and immaculate conception and virgin birth. In Job, we see that the next event that occurs is the giving of inheritance to the daughters of Job. And it's interesting that Job in the African Hebrew language is defined as hated, one who is an enemy, one who is hated, one who is loathed. And we can see that the fraternal order of the police absolutely hate black males, black men and women, brown males, brown men and women, poor working class peoples, no matter the color, ethnicity, because they have been permeated with military madness. And so they have this hatred of poor working class masses in general. But they don't realize that they, as only rank and file members, not top ranking, as Bob Marley would say, not top ranking, but these are just rank and file, low level, 3-degree, Blue Lodge members of the Fraternal Order of the Police. They must know that the ruling, we must inform them that the ruling class and the ruling families absolutely Job them, meaning loathe and hate them and consider them the enemy. Why? Because when you study eugenics, sisters and brothers, and study the reality that the ruling class and the ruling families are eugenicists, and consider all who are not a part of the ruling class and families to be genetically inferior to their genetic superiority, and therefore directives and plans and implementations have come down to kill and destroy millions and millions of poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian. Why? Because we are all Job. We are all hated by the ruling class and ruling families. But this military madness causing us to see each other as the enemy, when in reality the enemy is the wicked mentality of the wicked ruling class and families that have infected our minds with the mind of military madness to keep us destroying and killing one another while they, the ruling class, remain in power. So now Job in the scripture is on the comeback, is now being blessed again by the Almighty, has a new generation of children, cattle restored, property restored, wealth, resources restored. And Job is now once again an advocate for the poor working class masses of people. Job is once again standing for freedom, justice, and equality. Job is once again standing on behalf of the oppressed. And the friends of Job were directed by the Almighty to... No, Job was directed to pray and offer burnt offering for the friends. And the friends, no, see, Job was directed to pray for the friends, and the friends were directed to offer burnt offering and repentance for their wicked slander against Job. And so we see that in verse 15 of chapter 42 of Job, that the daughters of Job are given inheritance. And this is very significant because this causes us to think of the condition of the female, the condition of women, the condition of girls, the condition of mothers, the condition of sisters and wives, all of our feminine portion of the human family. How do they fare in the system that we live under? Do those that run the system consider the feminine portion of the human family in an equal fashion as the male portion and an equal fashion to themselves? As I understand it, the wages of women are yet 3/4 of the males or near that. 75 to 85 cents on the dollar is made by women when compared to men. If men make a dollar, women make 75 to 80 cents at the same time doing the same job for the same period of time. We see that in many cultures, women are disrespected, women are denigrated, women are denied rights, even though you have the Statue of Liberty that is a sculpture of a woman. Even though you have in the judicial system sculptures and depictions of women holding the scales of balance, the roots and origins of such depictions of women are Africa, from Africa. In Africa, in the Kemite people of Egypt, in Africa, we saw Maat, the beautiful black woman with wings holding the scales of justice. And in scripture, the word for righteousness, Tzedek, one of the words for righteousness, Tzedek, is feminine because women are seen as representing righteousness, representing justice, representing truth. In Egypt, the Kemites in Egypt, Ma'at was defined as truth, justice, righteousness, balance, and reciprocity. And so, in order to resurrect, in order to be born again, in order to be immaculate conception and virgin birth, we're going to have to re-examine how we treat the woman, how we treat the female, how we treat the feminine portion of the human family. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that a nation can rise no higher than the woman. When you teach a man, you teach a man. But when you teach a woman, you teach a nation. And the human family is one nation. And so the woman must be elevated in all spheres of society, whether religion, whether judicial system, whether educational system, whether economical system. The women must have the best of health, the best of education, the best of life, because the children come through the woman. And if the women are faring well, then the children will fare well. If the woman has the best in knowledge of medicine, she will pass that knowledge on to the children, and she will implement that knowledge on behalf of the children. because the mother is the first doctor in the lives of children. If the woman has the best in education, then that woman, that mother, will impart to her children the best of that which she has been given, because the woman, the mother, is the first educator of the children. So when you uplift woman and womanhood, and I'm reminded, when you check the temple, most of the words associated with the temple in the African Hebrew ancient society are masculine. But when you get to that mercy seat in the Holy of Holies, the Holy of Holies represents the female. The male is holy, but the female is holy of the holy. Male and female are one, and the male is the holy, but the female is the holy of the holy. And when the curtain, when you check the word curtain in the African Hebrew language, is feminine. That curtain, that veil that separated the holies from the Holy of Holies, that curtain was feminine in the African Hebrew language. And when you check what Paul said in the New Testament, I believe in Corinthians, concerning the covering of men and women, that was not male chauvinism, that was not sexism, that was Paul looking at the temple, looking at the curtain, and seeing the covering of the woman, the head of the woman, as representing that veil, showing that the anatomy of the male and female is righteous and holy, because in the anatomy of the female, there's a curtain separating the outer elements from the womb, the vaginal tract of the sacred divine feminine, the sacred divine female, the sacred divine woman. So that curtain that is called labia in physical medicine, that labia, we're going to say that labia is the curtain, and curtain is feminine, and the woman is the Holy of Holies, and that womb, that vaginal tract, is sanctified and holy and is the Holy of Holies. And so when you go into the temple, into the holies, that's the masculine portion. The priest must be righteous. The priest, the high priest, must be righteous and full of justice and love the feminine and the woman to enter into the Holy of Holies. If he was not right, then the veil put on his neck. All of this symbolizing how we should approach the female. If that high priest, man, masculine, male, was not right when he entered that Holy of Holies, when he entered that feminine curtain, that veil, then he died. And the bell that was around his neck ceased to ring. This is teaching us that when we approach the feminine, and this is a lesson to the woman as well, when you approach your own self, when you approach other women, have in your mind that you are sanctified and holy and holy of holies and righteous, and you represent truth, justice, and righteousness. And that mercy seat in the African Hebrew temple, that mercy seat is feminine, because to get mercy, we're going to have to come to the feminine. We're going to have to come to Mother Holy Spirit. We're going to have to come to the womb that we all came from, the womb of Nanet. In Job chapter 1, verse 21, he talks about that womb of his mother, that he came forth from naked, that he must return thither. That's not the physical mother. That's our original universal mother, called womb of Nanet. Nanet representing that original mother. Holy Spirit representing that original mother. Ruach HaKadosh. And so the woman must have inheritance. The word inheritance in the African Hebrew language is found under the number 5159. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, and it is pronounced Nak Allah. And it is so significant that you hear the word Allah. Nak Allah is this word. And Allah is here. And this reminds me that we have to cross the barriers and boundaries of religion. We are able now to confidently track the science of Christ through every religion, through the religion of Islam as well, through the religion of Hindu and Buddhist, because Christ is always associated with light, always associated with fire, always associated with that field of light that transforms water, transforms circumstance, transforms into mass, matter, material, universe. So, when we see Allah, when we see Allah, when we see Allah, we are to say to Islam, we are sisters and brothers. We are to say to Hindu and Buddhist, we are sisters and brothers. Cease the military madness. Cease the infighting amongst each other when we can see the science of the waters of noon in all the religions. Track water. Track the power of water and the scientific properties of water in Islam. The scientific properties of water in Hebrew. The scientific properties of water in Hindu and Buddhist and Zoroaster. And so this word inheritance is Nak Allah. This word is feminine, a feminine noon. We would say noun, but we have come to understand that the noun is from the noon. And all of the universe is a noon. And so, Nak Allah is a feminine noon, defined as possession, defined as property, defined as inheritance, defined as heritage and portion and share. Nakal is the root word and is the verb. And so this teaches us that we must see to it that the feminine, the female, the woman has equal inheritance and equal portion in all that the universe has to offer. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.